Terry Wright is the owner of Wright & Young Funeral Home in North Miami-Dade. His business is death, but even he struggles with preparing homegoing services for young people whose lives were cut short by gun violence.
When you have someone that's taken from you, especially a young teenager, a child, that's a hurt that I can't explain.
Every year, for the past 10 years, the funeral home has prepared the final goodbyes for at least one child who was murdered. Tequila Forshee was 12. She was getting her hair braided in her grandmother's house in Miami Gardens when bullets from outside came through the living room and shattered that moment. The little girl who wanted to be a cook and who adored her daddy, she had a princess-themed funeral.
And a lot of the letters that Tequila wrote me, she always a signature it, King Daddy. And my kids was real big on my daddy a king, we his princesses, and it was real big on that. So that's where the whole princess thing came about.
Glenn Forshee is Tequila's dad. He remembers the song, Take Me to the King, playing at the funeral.
Take me to the king, I don't have much to bring.
His daughter was wearing the gold Hello Kitty jewelry that was supposed to be her gift for her 13th birthday. As he walked to her open casket, someone handed him a sparkling tiara.
And I took the crown and I placed it on the head inside the coffin. It was me just to show her and the world that, you know, that she was the princess of my heart.
Wright, who owns the funeral home, was standing next to him.
You could feel the tenseness and everybody started crying a little bit more. It was getting to that final moment. This is reality setting in now. Now we're at the moment that our hearts is in our stomach.
I remember kissing her and everything. And I knew in my head, I told myself, I'll say, man, this the only time you ever gonna be able to do this. Like after this, they finna close the coffin. You never gonna see your daughter again.
I had to turn away because tears was in my eyes as well. Some things you just don't forget.
Crystal Hell works with Wright. She's the funeral director.
It's very hard to make a funeral kid-friendly.
But she knows that when kids are killed, kids are going to be at the funeral, and she has to keep that in mind.
We basically just focus on the life of the child and basically what they love to do.
The first themed funeral at Wright & Young Funeral Home was 10 years ago for Jeffrey Johnson Jr. He was 17. He'd gotten accepted into St. Thomas University on a full scholarship. He wanted to be a lawyer. His dad, Jeffrey Johnson Sr., says his son was an overachiever.
He believed in getting A's. A B wasn't acceptable to him.
Days before his high school graduation, Jeffrey got into an argument at a party. He was shot and killed. Jeffrey's casket was orange, his favorite color. And his funeral colors were also his high school colors, orange and black, for the Carroll City Chiefs.
I want to celebrate his achievements in school because, I mean, he loved his school. He loved his school.
Recently, Wright & Young Funeral Home planned a homegoing service for one of its youngest victims of gun violence. King Carter was 6. He was shot in the chest in broad daylight outside his apartment complex. At his funeral, King's pallbearers wore Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle costumes, his favorite cartoon. His mom, Monica Smith, couldn't imagine a traditional funeral for King.
We was trying to make it real joyful, to let everybody know he's just only just a baby. He was just a child.
At Wright & Young Funeral Home, which planned each of these funerals, they know it softens the blow, if only a little, when there's a theme like football or a princess. Something familiar from outside of the somber proceedings. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.